take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, January 7th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, want to remind you, we already have two events that we're working on for July. 4th of July, Saturday, 4th of July, Independence Day. America's 250th birthday is going to be a huge concert party out at Liberty Mountain, USA, Clare County, Farwell, Michigan. Mark your calendars. You're going to be with Trucker Randy, 4th of July, that Saturday at Liberty Mountain, USA. We've got a huge concert. Right now, it's looking like potentially three different bands. We're going to have food trucks. We're going to have a huge party there. And when it's all done at the end of the night, this is going to be an unbelievable fireworks display like you've never seen before. So plan on celebrating America's 250th birthday here in Michigan, Liberty Mountain, USA. I'm going to be talking with the owners after the show today. We've already lined up a proposed lineup of bands, got everything laid out for them. All they have to do is say, yes, let's do it. Give the deposits to the entertainment representative, lock it up, and then ticket sales will start immediately. And it's going to be a phenomenal party. You guys need to mark your calendars. Saturday, 4th of July, Liberty Mountain, USA. It's right off of M-115 in Farwell, Michigan. Easy to get to from southeastern Michigan, I-75, jump on 10, heading west toward Cadillac area. Get off at 115, head south about 3 miles. It's right off of 115. You can get to it from 131. You can get to it from southeast Michigan, middle of the state, northern Michigan. Very simple. All we do is go right down 131, get off at 115, and just take it directly to the venue. Mark your calendars right now. Party, 4th of July, LibertyMountainUSA.com is the website. 1001 Mott, M-O-T-T, Mountain Road. Phenomenal venue. It's going to be a party. And then, of course, we are already selling tickets. Officer Rick and Nick Wallace, the first two to already buy their tickets for the Fun Shoot Pig Roast. 2 weeks later, Saturday, July 18th in Antrim County, we're going to have candidates. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig is going to be smoking our pork. We're going to have an absolutely phenomenal Saturday party in Antrim County. Candidates will be there. The governor candidates, U.S. Senator candidates will be invited, as well as us training and providing firearm safety training to the young people. Adults are $40, teenagers are $20, and 12 and under are free. The kids must have an adult with them to go through the firearm safety and the shooting. And when they get done through the training and shooting, their name will be put into a hat. We have not one, but two long rifles for them. John Palmer from Palmer Pig Farms in Onaway has purchased already a 22 long rifle. And Nick Wallace from J2 Construction is going to be talking to Tom and Karen Curtis about a shotgun, either a 20-gauge or a 410. It's going to be a great prize for two young people to get after they go through the training. So we're excited. It's going to be great. And you can get those tickets online right now. All you have to do is go to acconservatives.org, make a donation. If you're going to have multiple people there, make sure you put a note in the box to the seller, the names of everybody, and we'll put you on the spreadsheet. Make the donation per our PayPal account. You'll get an email receipt for your donation. That's your ticket. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Well, during last year's budget negotiations for fiscal year 2026, Matt Hall and the Republicans were completely hell-bent on providing permanent road funding formula without raising taxes. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer in the end said, sorry, not going to do it. Unless we get some new revenue into this formula, I'm not going to sign it. that was the major stumbling block for the budget to get done on time. In the end, they missed the September 30th at midnight deadline, had to basically pass or implement a continuing resolution of the previous budget, which I believe was totally unconstitutional, for roughly 9 days until they could finalize the deal. In the end, the new revenue came from a new 24% tax, wholesale tax, on marijuana. Well, that is currently, as you know, based on listening to this show, is tied up in court. Well, a Democrat from the House, which is in the minority right now, she still has some additional ideas left that if the courts decide that the 24% wholesale tax on marijuana is not constitutional, she thinks that there's some other ideas that can be worked out. When State Representative Samantha Steckloff, Democrat of Farmington Hills, went to the road funding negotiations last year, she carried in with her a binder of 13 different revenue-raising proposals. She remained secretive about what was in there, but believing that future lawmakers may need them. Where did the binder come from? Well, her binder originated from a work group that were made up of 3 Democrats and 3 Republicans during Republican House Speaker Jason Wentworth's leadership back in 21-22. That was when the Republicans were in the majority prior to losing the majority in the 22 election. She kept the binder. Well, in going through the binder, several of the ideas were, quote, off the table from the beginning. One of the ideas, implementing toll roads in Michigan. And Speaker Hall wasn't going to have anything to do with it. When the public caught wind of a possible tax on package deliveries, every organization dealing with deliveries came out in opposition. Amazon deliveries, you know, the deliveries we get for free from Amazon Prime membership, DoorDash, anything to do with food deliveries, package deliveries, they wanted to put a tax on it. Sorry, that wasn't going to work. The binder that got the conversation started was a new wholesale marijuana tax, which is the one they settled on. Now, during the term under Jason Wentworth, 2021-2022, her experience on that panel helped her win a position as being one of the road funding negotiators on the team that settled on taking the sales tax off of gasoline in exchange for a new 52.4% gallon tax on motor and alternative fuels. They shifted it. Revenue neutral? Well, the 6% sales tax of your overall purchase, converting it to a 52.4% per gallon tax, is what they settled on. Well, her position was kind of interesting because for the past few years, we kind of knew what needed to be done, but it was always going to include a new revenue increase. So how do you get this revenue increase, she asked. Well, the sticky points were no one wants to put something on the board that's going to increase taxes, Steckloff said to MERS News Service. And I think that was one of the driving forces as to why this deal took so long to get done. Once the bill was drafted, she explained, lobbying groups came with their guns blazing. She described that if Michigan had a delivery fee ranging from just 25 cents to $1, it could have secured from $3 million to $1 billion in increase as far as state revenue. A huge chunk of that change was pretty much taken off the table. I'm not trying to throw anyone under the bus or anything like that. But anytime you drop one of these ideas, it definitely hurts the final negotiations. Another idea was heavy trucks. That bill was dropped. It notified some of our stakeholders, and they came in really, really hard. Trucking industry showed up. Logging industry, oil industry, many others that use heavy trucks here in the state of Michigan totally came with their guns a-blazing. Well, first of all, and again, this goes back to my truck driving days, the legislators and the general public don't understand heavy trucks have more axles. The weight is then distributed over more axles. On any particular footprint of any tire that's actually in contact with the road, there is already a set weight restriction limit on that tire. Why? Because the tire is connected to a wheel, the wheel's connected to an axle, and that's how the weight is distributed. Heavy trucks, some of these logging trucks, some of these fuel tank haulers, 18 axles. Yeah, you might be pulling 120,000 pounds, but you've got more axles per axle to distribute the weight over. Per axle, it's no heavier than some large pickup trucks, large SUVs. They just don't understand it. Well, Steckloff added that there was even a proposal to place a tax on parking spaces. Parking spaces. Parking spaces could have generated between $200 million to $300 million. They found an example in October. Rhode Island started subjecting off-street parking facilities to a 7% use tax. Additionally, the city of New Orleans in Louisiana started their own 3% Orleans Parish parking tax. Well, as one of the bill sponsors of the tax increase that did make it into the final road funding project, the 24% wholesale tax on marijuana, Steckloff said, I will tell you, I have not visited a dispensary since then. I've been expecting to see my portrait on the wall reading not allowed. So, even though I've not been told there is one yet, the cannabis industry was actually one of the industries that came to the table this year. We actually sat down and tried to work with them. I had a different tax increase in mind. I was really working hard with them on a specific increase that they could agree with. But what you see so much focus on is the regulatory side. We always had to factor in the regulations controlling the industry as being part of that negotiation. Well, right now, the cannabis industry is interested in legislation to slow down the dispensing on recreational cannabis licenses. The industry is aimed at drawing back the saturation that the market has been allowed to experience. There's additionally an interest in regulating intoxicating hemp products, the ones that have THC in it, because they are being sold outside of Michigan's marijuana statutes. Back on December 16th last year, Senate tried to ban THC products being sold outside of licensed dispensaries. Well, the bottom line, the cannabis industry stakeholders attempted to have the 24% wholesale tax blocked by a preliminary injunction, arguing it was unconstitutional because the voters did not agree to such a charge when they legalized recreational marijuana back on the 2018 ballot proposal. Well, this Monday, just 2 days ago, Michigan Court of Claims Judge Simon Patel denied the state's request to block a lawsuit filed by the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association and has already scheduled for a conference hearing next week, Tuesday, January 13th. Steckloff, the state representative, said it's sad that the industry that came to the table was kind of the one that got put on the chopping block. Now it's going to be the court's future decisions around that tax, but obviously something that's been in the back of my mind ever since we got this done in October now may have to be readdressed. She said it's one of the reasons that she's been a little bit quiet about some of the other tax increases they talked about last year. We may end up having to implement some of them. We'll see as this continues to move forward, but I am prepared with other tax increases if we need to go down that route. We'll pull my binder back out. We'll reanalyze and discuss all of it, but the bottom line is we have committed to $1.8 to $2 billion increase in road funding. It's still not where it needs to be, but I think we are really close to getting it done. We do have other options on the table. Finally, she said some of the projects that she's seeing more states bringing into the idea is vehicle miles traveled fees that can be paid or charged online. Local governments in Michigan are moving from special assessment districts to local road millages. You're constantly going to see more and more communities come online with their own tax increase at some point. Why? Because our current system is just not sustainable. We have to come up with something, and we have to figure it out quickly, said Steckloff. So, depending on the outcome of this court challenge, we'll wait and see what that happens. Again, the settlement conference scheduled for this coming Tuesday, January 13th. Final half hour of hour number 3, bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.